A smattering of Republicans have denounced Mr. Trump's performance, including Governor Charlie Baker of Massachusetts. The president's comments were shameful. They were racist, he told WBUR in Boston on Monday, and they bring a tremendous amount of sort of disgrace to the public policy and public life, and I condemn them all. But most Republican leaders refrained from criticizing Mr. Trump, at least directly, and top House Republicans lobbied their colleagues to oppose the resolution. Representative Kevin McCarthy of California, the House Republican leader and a close ally of the president, said he would oppose the measure, and when asked whether Mr. Trump's tweets were racist, he replied flatly, no. Senator Mitch McConnell, Republican of Kentucky, and the majority leader, said that all politicians should dial back their rhetoric. But he did not take issue with Mr. Trump, saying that the president's not a racist. Earlier, Mr. Trump tried to shift the focus to what he called horrible things said by the four liberal freshman congresswomen, who have been among the most outspoken in their criticisms of him. On Monday, they described Mr. Trump as racist, xenophobic, misogynistic, and criminal. This should be a vote on the filthy language, statements, and lies told by the Democrat congresswomen, who I truly believe, based on their actions, hate our country, Mr. Trump tweeted. While some Democrats had pressed for a stronger resolution of censure, House leaders opted instead for a narrower measure based on Mr. Trump's latest remarks in an effort to generate a unanimous vote in their party. During the meeting on Tuesday morning, Representative Jim McGovern, Democrat of Massachusetts and the chairman of the Rules Committee, warned members to take care with their language during the debate, including checking with the official in charge of enforcing floor procedures to make sure their speeches would not violate House rules against making personal references to the president on the floor. Ms. Pelosi advised Democrats to focus on how Mr. Trump's words were racist, which would keep them in compliance with the rules. Later, after Mr. Collins objected to her speech, Ms. Pelosi shot back that she had cleared them in advance to ensure they were within bounds.